This story of parents is taken from Lessons from Kerbala, from Usur, 313, and available to you from the Truth Seekers Library, a Truth Seekers Foundation initiative. Parents. Some points to learn. Our parents are our mum and dad. They take care of us from the time that we are small and incapable of doing anything. We learn everything from them: eating, drinking, writing, and the difference between right and wrong. Parents have a very high status in Islam. Let's hear a story on parents. Once upon a time there were two best friends, Mahmud and Ibrahim. Both of them were pious young men in their early 20s, and practicing Muslims. Ibrahim was as brown as the sand at the beach, with soft brown eyes and black hair. Mahmud was fair, with brown hair and laughing blue eyes. The two of them lived happily with their families in the quiet city of Peaceville. One day, Ibrahim was lying down in bed, tired from a busy day at the university. In a few minutes he was fast asleep. Suddenly Ibrahim woke up, only he wasn't in his bedroom. He was in a beautiful garden. It was covered in soft grass, and lined with smooth, shiny pebbles. A little river ran through the grass, and Ibrahim could see a few colorful fish playing in the icy cold water. Confused and amazed, he decided to look around. Tall palaces, of the most exquisite architectural design, surrounded the garden. Then he heard something. He swerved around, and was surprised to see Mahmud standing there. He was dressed in elegant robes of silk and satin, covered with fine jewels. Ibrahim was very perplexed. What was Mahmud doing here? Did this vast garden and these amazing palaces belong to him? It was all very confusing. He continued to stare at Mahmud, jaw dropped, his eyes bulging out of his head. Mahmud saw him standing there, and smiled. But before either of them could say anything, one of the palaces exploded. Both turned in surprise. It now lay in ruins. Devilish flames licked the royal tapestries, and climbed up the marble walls. It wasn't long before the next palace suffered the same fate. The apocalypse continued. One by one, each palace was devoured in flames of ruin. Ibrahim was scared. All round him there was fire, explosions and smoke. He couldn't see Mahmud anywhere. Hardly able to breathe, he ran as fast as he could through the smoke. Then finally he emerged out of the devastated land, where he collapsed on the grass. With a jolt, Ibrahim shot out of bed. His shirt was drenched in sweat. Glimpsing around, he realized that he was back in his room. Sunlight was pouring in from the gap between the curtains. It was hot and stuffy. Ibrahim got dressed quickly and texted Mahmud, "Meet me at the park. Urgent. Got to talk to you now." He rushed out of the house, and got on the next bus to the city park. Mahmud was already there, a worried look on his face. "Ibrahim, is everything all right? I received your text message. What's wrong?" Ibrahim led him over to a nearby bench, and made him sit down. "Mahmud, I had a really weird dream last night. You were in it too." He then narrated the entire series of events. Mahmud was taken aback. He put his face in his hands, and didn't say a word. Ibrahim saw him and asked, "Mahmud, do you know what this could mean?" Mahmud nodded. "Yes, I do. It is related to what happened last night." Mahmud began to tell his tale. It began, a few weeks ago, Mahmud had befriended a group of three boys. They were an interesting bunch, but did things that Mahmud's parents didn't like or approve of. They were not very interested in studies, whereas Mahmud was a very brilliant and intelligent young man. They weren't very practicing Muslims either. Neither did they pray the daily prayers, nor try to learn about their religion. During the evening, the trio would set off to have fun together, returning home late in the night. Mahmud's parents didn't approve of such friends for their son, afraid that they may influence him, and that he may pick up some bad habits from them. However, last night, they invited Mahmud to dine with them at a reputable and high-class restaurant. He was very inclined to go. But his father had refused. Mahmud had argued with his father. "I'm not a kid anymore. I'm old enough to make decisions for myself. This isn't the 19th century. I think that I can handle a little outing," he yelled at his father. His father, after hearing these disrespectful comments, left the conversation and had refused to speak to his son. Mahmud had felt very guilty, but he did not have the courage to apologize to his father. "Ibrahim, do you think that this dream could have anything to do with this incident?" Ibrahim nodded. "Mahmud, do you think that your actions were justified?" He shrugged his shoulders. "Parents only want what is best for us. After all, They have done everything in their power to do what is best for you till today. Why should now be any different? Mahmud was very embarrassed. So, what do I do? Ibrahim smiled. What you should have done last night, ask for forgiveness. That night, Mahmud raised his fist to knock on the closed door of his parents' room. He hesitated. Ibrahim called out to him from his position in the middle of the hallway. Go on. Taking a deep breath, Mahmud brought it down heavily on the wooden door. Thud. 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 It was promptly answered by his father. He stood there, silent, a stern look creasing his aged face. Shaking slightly, he stammered, Dad. Raising an eyebrow, he grumbled in a deep voice, Yes. I'm sorry. Throwing caution to the wind, he lurched forward and gave his father a big hug round his plump middle. After a merry dinner, Ibrahim went home. That night, whilst he was snoring away in bed, Ibrahim once more found himself in a large field. His friend Mahmud was standing in front of him smiling. Suddenly the ground trembled, and a huge castle rose out of the ground, behind Mahmud. He nodded to Ibrahim, and with a sweep of his royal gown, walked into his palace. Ibrahim smiled. He knew that now, all was well for Mahmud. Parents in Karbala. In Karbala, we see a remarkable example of obedience and respect to parents. On the other hand, the best of the best parents could also be found in Karbala. Parents sacrificed their sons in support of the Imam of the time. So, how to respect parents? At home. We should listen to them at all times. We should not address our parents by their names. We should not sit down before they do, or begin eating before them. While speaking, we should never raise our voice above the voice of our parents. We should carry out wajib acts which they did not perform during their lifetime. At school. By making sure that we don't break the rules they've set for us, even when they can't see us. If our parents said no, then that should mean no. At public places. We should always respect our parents in public places, even if what they are saying is not completely correct. We should never contradict our parents, or correct them, especially in the presence of others. If they speak in a different accent from us, it doesn't mean that they know any less. Also, when we go outside, our behavior reflects upon the upbringing of our parents. It is important that our conduct is respectful and portrays the image of a well-brought-up child. This is the end of the story, parents.